Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, March 30th, 2014. Pastor Paul Tolbert. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
Looking at No Ordinary Man. And the Bible verse I chose for this day was this one. Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. And of course, that's the wrong reference. It should be Matthew. Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. In the name of Jesus Christ, my dear friends and fellow believers, you need to know this, because when people talk about Jesus, they think about the miracle guy. They think about the guy who was able to raise the dead, and the guy who was able to calm the storms, the guy who was able to heal leprosy and take care of paralysis. For what do you seek from Jesus? That's the question. This is asked in countless ways during the school day, by the way. Whenever teachers of God's Word teach everything, like we do in our elementary school, God's Word is part and parcel of everything. So the question the teacher asks is the same question as a parent asks. Why am I teaching my child this? The children whom the Lord sends to our school, why do we teach them what we teach them? How come we teach them the way that we teach them? Those are all questions that teachers have so they can become the very best tool in God's hands. Kids are always wanting to know what's up. They want to know what the latest trend is as they get in high school. They want to know what the easiest classes are to get through college, at least those ones that I don't have to take. Kids want to know what's for lunch, when is recess. Pastor, is the class ever going to get done yet? Although, I don't think you've ever asked Mrs. T that. It's probably better you don't ask Mrs. T that, yeah. For what do you seek from Jesus? There's two things you can look for. You can look for it now, right now, and just now. Jesus had a lot of people like that. If he wanted to be a politician, he could have swept through Israel. He could have gotten rid of all the Romans. Everybody loved him. You know why? Yeah, that sick aunt. You could take that sick aunt of yours and say, oh, my aunt, she's really sick, Lord. She's got pneumonia. Oh, no problem. And he heals her. A person who's born blind, he heals that person. A leper has a skin disease. His fingers and his ears and his nose, his lips are rotting while he's alive, and they're just dropping off. And he heals them. Sometimes he touches them. Sometimes he just speaks the word. Oh, I want this guy on my team when I go out to play soccer. I want this guy on my team when I'm playing baseball and football and all the sports because he's a winner. You know that because not only does he take care of health, but he takes care of disasters too. Storms sweeping over the boat. They wake him up. Jesus, don't you care? We're going to drown. And he gets up. And he scolds the storm like he would scold a naughty boy. And he tells him, put a lid on it, sit down, be quiet. And unlike children, instantly the storm stopped, sat down. The sea was like glass. Whoa, I want that guy on my side. In case I run into a tornado, you know, we don't like tornadoes. It's the springtime. We like the warmth. We like the sunshine. We don't like the possibility of tornadoes. Down south where my daughter lives, she does not like the possibility of hurricanes. Out on the West Coast, they're not really fond of earthquakes all that much. Wherever you are, there are disasters that kind of shake up our world. And it's nice to know that you got somebody on your side who can take care of those disasters. And then what about those unexplained things? You know, the creepy things. The scary things that there is no explanation for. Ooh, the weird supernatural things. A demon had taken over a guy. And when he took him over, he brought along about 2,000 of his friends. And these demons, oh, actually he calls his name Legion. There's about 6,000 in this guy. 6,000 demons inside a human body, and they are there just to torture him as long as they possibly can until he dies. And they come screaming at Jesus, trying to make him afraid. The disciples were afraid. But when they saw what Jesus did, whoa, they definitely want Jesus on their side, because Jesus just said, go out of this guy, go into the pigs. 6,000 demons had to obey him. And the man had his mind back, and the man had his normal strength back. What a blessing. And then think of that guy who was in charge of that congregation. And his little 12-year-old daughter got really, 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 really sick. And she died. And the first words to Jesus that Jesus said to Jairus was, don't be afraid. Just believe. I don't know if you've been at the bedside of someone who dies. But if you ever feel, if you've ever been there, one of the things you'll experience is not just sadness. You're not going to be able to talk with this person on this side of heaven anymore. But there's a great sense of powerlessness. You have no power. If someone has left the building and gone home to heaven, you cannot bring them back. But Jesus goes up to this little girl and just quietly says the words, little girl, get up. And she comes back to life. And the parents are just, oh my goodness, what's going on here? The disciples are saying, oh. And Jesus says, give her something to eat. You know, she's 12 years old, she's hungry. My goodness. He goes to his friend. His friend had been dead and in the grave for a week. His body was rotting. It is definitely too late. And Jesus says, Lazarus, come out. And the dead man comes out. Oh, I want Jesus on my side, yes, sirree, when I get really, really sick. That's how the people were following Jesus. They were so caught up by the splash of his power that many of them, many thousands of them, missed who he really was. And they just wanted him for right now. That's not what the kids learn in school, by the way. Oh, the kids learn things for right now. They learn history. They learn math. They learn God's gifts of physics, his gift of science and biology. They learn all of those things. They learn social interactions, how to interact with other people. They learn how to talk with and ask questions and find out the answers. They learn all of those things, but they learn it not for now. They learn it forever. Because that's the other way you can seek things from Jesus. They learn forever. So when they're studying biology and they're looking at plants and how they grow, and that's so neat, and they remember, and they are told, and whether it's in schoolroom or in the Bible history, you know, if God wants to, he can just multiply bread like he did feeding the 5,000, or multiply bread when he was feeding the 4,000, or make gallons of wine out of water. But he normally sets it up in these ways. But you need to know, even as you're learning these ways, that the God who we serve created physics and the laws of biology and science that are followed. It's an awesome thing. And we serve him forever, which means it does not matter what's going on in life. It doesn't matter if it's a scary time or if it's a happy time or if it's a time when you have a lot of questions or a time when you're rock solid sure. It doesn't matter. What we seek from the Lord, he gives to us. It's forever. And we're right in the middle of Lent, where we are reminding ourselves that God gave us forever with the lifeblood sacrifice of his only son on the cross. That's no small task. Jesus, on his way to Jerusalem, taught the people. on his way to be crucified for their sins, Jesus taught the people. That's what we do at school, the same thing you did in your homes, the same thing that your grandparents are doing with their grandkids. You're teaching them the most important thing. You're teaching them all about who Jesus is, what he did, and what he has promised us in his glorious death and resurrection. We serve a God. If we have a problem with health, we can say, Lord, I don't really like this thing. If it's possible, could you take this health issue away from me? And if he can, he will, just like that. We serve a God who can sit there and take your bread and make it multiply. He can make your clothes not wear out. We serve a God who does all sorts of incredible things. But that's not what we serve him for. It's not for right now. It's forever. And in Jesus' name, so let us live, giving him the glory and honor because he not only takes care of us right now, but he has promised with his resurrection from the dead that those blessings go on and on and on. In his name, amen.